For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
It's the reality when we lose somebody that there are pieces that have to be picked up that we don't really think about. For example, when Bob Saget died, you know, he was on the road in Florida. You know, he obviously had driven himself to LAX, to the airport, fly to there.
Think about that, yeah.
We now know who went to the airport to pick up his car after he passed away.
Think about it. Yeah, someone's got to do that, right?
Right.
Was it his wife? Gosh, that would be so hard.
It was Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And John Mayer.
What?
Really?
Those
so random.
Two guys picked up Bob Saget's car at the airport and then went live on Instagram to talk about Bob as they drove the car back to his house.
It's hard when the person you would have gone to, I can't tell myself what he would have told me about loss because I don't know about loss. But he does and did, and he would have told me something that I would have held on to. And so the guy to help with this is the guy who's not here. And
this is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
I wonder if it's a little therapeutic, though, because I remember my grandma passed away and I flew out to California and my uncle and I were going through her condo when she passed away, and we're looking at pictures and like old clothes and, and trinkets and all that, and it made me feel a little happy. So I wonder if that's kind of therapeutic when you have to go through a family member's stuff when they pass away.
Yeah, when you find happy things, but when you find things that are shocking or, you know, that you don't expect, that's when the reality,
right,
like you said, Tad,
right,
kind of like slaps you right in the face because that person isn't here anymore to explain themselves or to tell you what that was all about.
Yeah. So on one hand, Drex, you went through the photos and
yeah,
you had all these wonderful, warm memories of your grandmother.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, Kara.
Yeah, when my grandmother passed away and we had to go through her house, we discovered like four or five different college acceptance letters that were written to my dad that she never gave to him because
what?
He was her baby and she didn't want him to leave her. So she wanted him to go to a local college and stay with her, and she never gave him those acceptance letters, and we found them stashed away in the attic.
How did your dad react when he found those?
Well, I mean, there's not much you can do, however many years, tens of years later.
You can, like, write a narrative in your mind, like,
yeah,
oh, she loved me so much she didn't want to be without me, and
right,
that was a good, like,
what? Yeah.
Or you could say, how dare she?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I do know that after today's show, I'll immediately leave at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to go home and burn everything I own.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 824. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy. It's going to be cool today with a high of 57. 38 now in Midtown. Hawks lost to the Heat last night big time, 115-91. What's up, Kara?
With the King holiday on Monday, many of us have a nice long weekend ahead of us. So if you are thinking about heading up to the mountains for a little R&R, you may want to revise that decision because we got some winter weather coming our way. Still a little early to say exactly what's going to happen, but WSB-TV's meteorologist Brad Nitz has the latest for us.
Yeah, so we've got the risk of some freezing rain and snow through the day on Sunday, including parts of Metro Atlanta, especially the North Metro, but it's very likely up into the North Georgia mountains to see some of that wintry weather, and the potential there for part of the mountains could be some significant snowfall totals, and we're talking several inches in spots. In addition to that, we have the risk of some freezing rain. So if you got travel plans up to the mountains this weekend, there's the potential that you may get stuck up there, so keep that in mind.
Oh, geez.
Do they clear the roads better in the mountains because maybe they get more snow up there? Or because, like, I know here we just kind of wait for it to melt.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be stuck in the mountains for months.
Yeah, I think they kind of expected a little more than we do down here, too. So I'm sure they've got like the snow chains for their tires and all that stuff.
I mean, that the Fannin County Department of Driver Services hopefully has their act together.
Now, for months, people have been hearing the rumblings of illegal street racers for miles as they shut down major intersections across Atlanta. They've been trying to crack down on this mess, and now these drivers are moving to the burbs.
What?
Just a few days ago, Brookhaven was shut down at Briarcliff and North Druid Hills by cars that were drifting and crowds standing around just inches away to watch. And it's not just Brookhaven either. Alpharetta police had a little issue with racers on Sunday that had a major accident that shut down a huge road out there. So if you haven't been caught in one of these street racer things yet, you may be sooner than later.
I saw a single car pulling those maneuvers like donuts in the MARTA parking lot in broad daylight. Just one car. And I was like, is the MARTA parking lot now a training facility for this
stuff?
Maybe.
Yeah. Now, this is a real-life Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory moment, but for adults. And instead of winning a candy factory, you could score $1 million.
Okay.
Budweiser has announced they're going to be sipping golden cans into certain packs of beer as part of their Live Like a King contest. So there's 10,000 golden cans to be found in their 24-can packs that are distributed all over the country. If you're one of the lucky ones, you're supposed to take a picture of that golden can, post it on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtags Live Like a King and Sweepstakes. Of course, you got to be following Budweiser too. But if you're not a drinker and you still want to get your hands on that cash, you'll be able to print off a golden sleeve from the Budweiser website to wrap around a can of whatever and take your picture that way. So a randomly chosen entry will end up winning that $1 million.
So for those of us who have said for a long time, you'd have to pay me $1 million to drink a Budweiser.
There you go.
Now you got to rethink things a little bit.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So Jason, you have a new girlfriend. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you.
But you had a dinner date that went bad. What happened?
I mean, it was probably my fault a little bit, you know. I didn't spring my daughter on her, but I guess I just didn't really say she was going to be there. And
hang on. You invite your brand new girlfriend over to your house, but your girlfriend knows about your daughter.
Yeah.
But she didn't realize that this special dinner date that you had planned was going to be attended by your daughter, your four-year-old.
Basically, I just invited her over for a movie, and I thought it would be fun to just hang out at my place. But I didn't tell her that my daughter was going to be there because I didn't want her to overthink it.
What movie are you showing? Were you showing Encanto?
You can play whatever you want after the kid goes to bed. But, you know, it was just... Anyways, of course, you know, my daughter asked to give her a makeover.
So when Grace, your girlfriend, gets to the house and meets your daughter... your daughter's like, she needs a makeover.
And Grace was totally cool with it.
She wasn't offended.
So I go to the kitchen. I'm popping popcorn. I come back, and my daughter's put slime, like green slime, all over Grace's hair. And I'm like, oh man.
No.
But she didn't say anything. She was cool. When the makeover's done, she went upstairs to the bathroom to clean up. But then she comes down from the bathroom, grabs her stuff, and just leaves. And I'm like, the green slime did not go over well.
You can't get that out of your hair sometimes. And if you've got to cut it out, that's bad.
Oh, man.
And green slime's not usually included in a makeover either.
So I'm just like, that kind of went from weird to disaster. And I mean, you know, I know kids are kind of like steamrollers. But and she seemed real patient with it, but I, you know, at the very least deserves something like a special kind of apology, I guess, you know.
Yeah, it could have been a culmination of like you guys just started dating and then she meets your kid and now the slime.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Stress.
That's why I'm calling you. I can totally see how the wheels fell off the train on this one.
Have you been able to reach Grace yourself? Like a lot of times I ask, like, how come you're not doing this? What's our role? Why are we involved?
You're involved because I think this needs more than a, hey, sorry about that. I thought maybe a little something, you know.
Something really
wild.
Public.
I need something wild enough to like overcome the wild. Yeah. Okay.
It could go either way. She could be like, right? Wow, he went big on this asking for forgiveness. Or she could be like, wow, he piled on. First slime, now radio.
You live once. You
I'm
give
excited
it a go.
To find out whether or not you've made your second bad decision in a week. Let's put you on hold. We'll reach out to Grace next, okay?
Alrighty.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Jason's girlfriend knew he had a daughter, but didn't tell her that his four-year-old would be there to Netflix and chill with them. Mm-hmm. And sure didn't tell her about a makeover, including green slime in her hair. He needs forgiveness. Sit tight, Jason. We're going to call your girlfriend, Grace, and see if she's still your girlfriend.
Hello?
Hey, Grace.
Hi.
It's Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you?
What's going on?
Well, we are talking about dating disasters on our show this morning, and you were nominated. Do you have a story for us?
Gosh, you know, I could tell you what happened this past weekend.
Okay.
This guy that I've been seeing not for too long invited me over for a movie night to his house, and I didn't realize that his four-year-old daughter and ex-wife were going to be there.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. His ex-wife was there? What?
Yeah, I had a very uncomfortable interaction with her when I went upstairs to use the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Grace, hang on a second. We got to bring Jason on. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, where we help people ask for forgiveness. Jason, you didn't tell us your ex-wife was at the house.
Of course she was.
Of course she was.
Can I ask why?
Because she lives there.
What?
What?
Well, I mean, it's her house, too.
We know that living situations are weird, but this is strange that you still live with your ex-wife.
And did not mention it to Grace.
Exactly.
Have you seen the housing market? I mean, yeah, we could sell our house, but then we both literally would have nowhere to live.
I just feel like maybe that's something you would have figured out before you got divorced.
Jason, how long has this been going on? Like, how long have you been divorced?
3 years.
What?
Three years?
You've been living with your ex for 3 years, Jason?
This is what co-parenting in 2022 looks like, you know?
Really?
Gosh.
Does it? Really? Because I know people who co-parent and they don't live together.
I would just think that this would have come up before.
Yeah.
Grace, this is called Forgive and Forget. Jason called looking for your forgiveness. Does he have it? Especially now we realize why you left in such a hurry.
I forgive you, but this is way too weird of a situation for me to continue dating you.
I get it. But you know what? For what it's worth, my daughter and my ex think you're awesome.
Really? Your ex met her with the green slime in her hair and thought she was cool?
She said she's absolutely lovely. That's a direct
this
quote.
Grace, Jason, has this ever
that's
happened?
Sweet, but I don't know if that makes things better.
Right. Has this happened in reverse, Jason? Have you met, like, someone your ex-wife's been dating at your house?
Actually, one of her boyfriends moved in for 6 months.
Oh, my God.
I have an idea. Why don't you keep dating? If it goes well enough, Jason can move in with Grace, give the ex-wife and the daughter the other house.
It seems like you two have a very modern, evolved relationship, and I'm just not sure that I'm that modern to cope with
Grace
all that.
Grace is a little traditional, and that's okay.
Wow, Grace.
Look, it's not, I know it, because we got married and had a kid, it seems weird, but honestly, our relationship is more like roommates. And we
Would you tell your new girlfriend about your roommate?
Well,
I rest my case.
Yeah, going forward, I think that you tell people that you have a four-year-old daughter and you have a roommate who just happens to have been your wife at one point.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, coming up tomorrow, Sarah wants to come clean for stealing from her roommate and needs our help because she needs there to be a safe distance. And she gives the news.
Right.
Forgive and Forget back again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Not everybody is like husband, wife, children, white picket fence. There are some strange living situations out there. We learned this morning on Forgive and Forget. Mm-hmm. We talked to Jason, who got in some trouble because he met this new young lady and everything was going great. She knew he had a daughter. Mm-hmm. He invited her over to his house. And that's when she discovered that not only was he living with his four-year-old daughter, but he was living with his ex-wife.
What?
And inviting a date to your house?
Have you seen the housing market? I mean, yeah, we could sell our house, but then we both literally would have nowhere to live.
I just feel like maybe that's something you would have figured out before you got divorced.
Jason, how long has this been going on? Like, how long have you been divorced?
3 years.
What?
Three years? You've been living with your ex for 3 years, Jason?
This is what co-parenting in 2022 looks like, you know?
Really? Especially now. Especially with everything that's happened in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Living situations have probably gotten real wacky.
I know mine has been really wacky. My husband and I got married a little over 2 years ago, and we're living with my parents. All one big happy family. And we've just moved my aunt from Tennessee, who's been living with us for the last year. So all of us in one big house together.
One big happy house.
Kara, I'm just curious. What was that conversation like with, when you and Ryan were dating mm-hmm. and maybe engaged, like, what was that conversation like? Like, hey, you're going to move in with me and my parents,
well,
right?
Well, I mean, thank goodness he was, like, cool with it and
yeah.
understands that I take care of my parents.
Okay.
And, like, it's a symbiotic kind of relationship we have. Like, I was really, really happy that Ryan could put up with living with my family.
Not to mention, at one point, there were 7 chihuahuas
yes,
living with all of those
that
people.
That is a true story as well.
Well, what was more difficult, the 7 chihuahuas or your deaf and blind father?
Definitely the 7 chihuahuas.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Thank you for that answer, Kara.
You're welcome, Daddy.
All right. We're looking for the strangest. Lisa in Warm Springs, you got any of this beat?
I can definitely beat that.
Okay, what you got?
So me and my girlfriend got together, and her ex-mother-in-law was still living in her house. Now, we decided to move to Georgia, and she didn't want to come to Georgia. So my girlfriend's ex-mother-in-law ended up living with my mother.
What?
So
how
wait,
did that work out?
Oh, great. Her ex-mother-in-law actually loved me more than her son. So it worked out, and she ended up having health issues, so my mother took care of her. So
that's so sweet. All right, so just to put this together.
Yes.
Your girlfriend was married to a guy before.
Yes.
And his mother ended up living with your mother and taking
that's
care
right.
of her.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
Families were meant for each other.
That's like, that's not even 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. That's like, it's 8 rungs down the ladder. This is incredible.
We need like in Homeland, you know how she had all
yeah.
the strings that were attached and pictures and all of that?
Shameless, but without all the bad stuff.
Thank you so much. Strangest living situation, 404-741-0985. We've been talking about the strangest living situations. We've heard from a dude who's been living with his ex-wife for 3 years in the same house.
And dating.
And dating other people. In fact, she had a boyfriend living with them for 6 months.
Jeez.
Can you top that, Ethan, in Athens?
My wife left me. I had to move across country. I'm living in my brother's backyard in an abandoned FEMA trailer.
Oh, my
God. Now, is that because you had a little bit too much fun after the Dogs won the national championship? Is that why you're, like, in your brother's yard? Or
No, that's no. My wife just left me. She up and she just wanted to start a new life.
Uh-huh.
Where
this just happened?
Yeah, this just happened last month.
Is the FEMA trailer in Athens?
It is in Athens,
Where
yes.
were you living before?
Just a regular old house.
Where did your brother get a FEMA trailer?
his tattoo artist parked it there in exchange for some tree work.
Oh, no. This
in exchange for what?
For tree work.
Tree work, of course.
That's right.
This sounds fake. This sounds made up, Ethan.
It leaks real bad. There's water inside. It's cold. Somebody get me a house.
This man is living in a leaky, cold FEMA trailer. And listen to how happy he is. How horrible was that woman? I mean, I swear.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Vicky in Dallas.
Hi.
Hi, you like money apparently, and you want to take $100 from Kara.
I love money.
Go ahead and kick her out of the studio for us.
See you later, Kara.
I'm gone, Vicky. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let you know that we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kara's going to stand outside the studio. I'll ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you that $100. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Vicky. Question one. Jamie Lynn Spears told Good Morning America she tried to help Britney with the legal issues, but Britney refused. How are Jamie Lynn and Britney related?
It's her aunt.
Number two, Tom Brady unveiled his new clothing line called Brady Brand yesterday. What football position does Tom play?
He's quarterback.
Number three, Lindsey Vonn's going to skip the Winter Olympics for the first time in 12 years to promote her new book. What Olympic sport does she participate in?
Skiing.
Number four, Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Kanye West have been tapped to headline the Coachella Music Fest later this year. What West Coast state does that concert take place in?
California.
Number five, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet are divorcing after 4 years of marriage. Name the rock star Lisa was married to before Jason.
Oh, boy, Lenny Kravitz.
All right, let's bring Kara back in. What? I love there's some game shows where the contestant yells the answer.
Yes.
Vicky is I don't know what that show is, but I was reminded of it.
It was Steve Family Feud. Yeah. Where they're like, naked grandma.
All right, Kara's back in. All right, ready for the same questions, Kara?
Yes.
Number one, Jamie Lynn Spears told GMA she tried to help Britney with her legal issues, but Britney refused. How are Jamie Lynn and Britney related?
They're sisters.
Oh, Vicky said Jamie Lynn is Britney's aunt, so she's the only one she got wrong. So it's 1-0. Kara's up.
Question two, Tom Brady just unveiled his new clothing line called Brady Brand yesterday. If you want a hoodie for $95.
Yeah.
What football position does Tom play?
He's a quarterback.
That's what Vicky said. It's 2-1. Kara's up, though.
Number three, Lindsey Vonn is strangely skipping the Winter Olympics for the first time in 12 years to promote her new book. What Olympic sport does she participate in?
She's a skier.
And that's what Vicky said as well, but Kara's up 3-2.
Number four, Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Kanye West just announced they're going to headline Coachella. What state does that take part in?
California.
And Vicky said California! Kara's up 4-3, though.
Finally, number five, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet are divorcing after 4 years of marriage. What rock star was Lisa married to before Jason?
Lenny Kravitz?
Yes, and Vicky got that one right as well, just slipping up on that first one. So the final score is 5-4. Vicky in Dallas, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,190 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Vicky.
Congratulations, Kara.
Usually at this time of the show, we would take you into the showcase where you'd pick out a microwave and put the rest on a kitchen table.
$1,100, Bob.
Have a great day.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 724. Clouds cool today with a high of 57. It's 40 in Midtown. Hawks lost to the Heat big time last night, 115-91. What's up, Kara?
Everybody's talking about it. It looks like we may see a little winter weather this weekend. But before you freak out and head to the grocery store to buy up all the bread and milk, we should probably check in with WSB-TV meteorologist Brad Nentz to see what Old Man Winter actually has in store for us.
Yeah, guys, of course, the big question is who's going to get the snow and ice and how much? Still a little early to be real specific, but here's what I can tell you. As we head from Saturday night into Sunday morning, moisture increasing, we've got the cold air coming in, and it's likely that we're going to have some accumulating snow and some freezing rain across parts of metro Atlanta and North Georgia. The greatest risk, obviously, across the northern half of the metro, but there's the potential even in the South Metro to have some. Again, that's going to be Saturday night through Sunday. And this has the potential to have some pretty significant impacts on travel. And if we get some freezing rain, which seems likely, could be some trees down, power lines down. So it could be looking at some power outages as well.
Let's hope it doesn't get that bad and we don't see a replay of Snowmageddon.
Oh, Sethery.
I think I'm still like living with PTSD from that. Right. Now, if Governor Brian Kemp gets his way, we could see some money start showing up in our mailboxes.
What?
The state currently has a $1.6 billion surplus. And yesterday, during the Georgia Chamber of Commerce's Eggs and Issues breakfast, Governor Kemp proposed that taxpayers should be benefiting from this money. His plan would give refund credits ranging from $250 for single taxpayer filers to $500 for joint filers. So, of course, you can't make everybody happy in politics. Mm-hmm. So there are many who think that this money would better be spent elsewhere. But I know, I mean, I would like to have some extra money in my pocket.
Down. Give it to the cops.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, cops and teachers, first responders.
Cops and teachers,
sure.
First
Absolutely.
Responders.
So isn't family drama fun?
Oh,
really want to drag it out for all to see on TV, too, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday, Jamie Lynn Spears finally broke her silence on her relationship with big sis Brittany, and she was hawking her new book, The Things I Should Have Said, on Good Morning America, trying to kind of tell her side of the story. She says she's a bit confused still as to why she and Brittany have grown so far apart.
I felt like she was another mama. That love is still there, 100%. I love my sister. I've only ever loved and supported her and done what's right by her. And she knows that. So I don't know why we're in this position right now.
So even though it was very sweet and she expressed how much she loves her sister, I'm sure Brittany was thrilled to have all of this play out on TV.
We were wondering yesterday, and we've been on watch,
mm-hmm.
how would Brittany respond? And we know that she would respond by posting a video on Instagram, because that's what Brittany mm-hmm. does lately.
Right.
What did she post yesterday?
Man, I was glued to her Instagram all day yesterday. And the only thing that she posted was this weird video of two bottles of water on the same, like, countertop, and one of the bottles of water was, like, vibrating, and the other was standing still, and she was just like... shocked by that. There was no mention of anything.
It wasn't a
else.
Metaphor for anything.
That could be a metaphor for look at my shaking sister over here. She's that other bottle of Poland Spring. I'm the stable, but it's probably not.
No. It's probably not. Too cerebral.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.